The family of 17-year-old shark attack victim Letitia Brewer says she died doing something she loved. The teenager was attacked while surfing off Esperance on Western Australia's south coast. Ms. Brewer's father was in the water with her, while her mother and two sisters watched the horror unfold from the beach, as Eliza Borello reports.
It should have been a fun family holiday, but the Brewer family's Easter trip to Esperance has ended in tragedy.
We are terribly heartbroken and saddened by this tragic accident.
Steve Evans, Letitia Brewer's uncle, has spoken of a girl who loved the water.
We can take comfort that Letitia, the fact that Letitia died doing something that she loved. The ocean was her and her family's passion. Surfing was something that she and treasured doing with her dad and her sisters. Letitia would be greatly missed by her family, friends and everyone who knew her.
The Brewers are from Mandurah, an hour south of Perth. Senior Sergeant Ben Jeff says they were at Wiley Bay near Esperance on WA's south coast when tragedy struck.
Father and daughter were surfing out at where the waves are breaking, and that's when the attack occurred. And the father obviously tried everything he could to help his daughter. But sadly, he wasn't able to save her.
St John Ambulance paramedic Paul Gorn was called to the scene and found Letitia's parents trying to keep her alive.
When I arrived, there was a nurse there with other people and of course the mother and father, which were helping with CPR at the scene.
But their efforts were in vain.
The injury wasn't bleeding any further. They'd used a tourniquet that seemed effective, so that had stopped the bleeding. Once again, the people on scene did everything possibly right to effect a good outcome. There was a nurse on scene, there were people that knew first aid, obviously. So it really gave the young girl every possible chance under such dire circumstances for a positive outcome. Unfortunately, in this case, though, her injuries were just too severe.
It's the second shark attack Paul Gorn's seen in the area. In 2014, he treated surfer Sean Pollard, who lost his left arm and right hand but survived. Russell Adams from WA's Fisheries Department suspects Letitia Brewer was killed by a great white.
The researchers have had a look at the photo of the surfboard, and on that basis alone they can't tell what sort of shark it is. However, since year 2000, all fatal attacks in Western Australia have been caused by great whites. So you can assume safely that it's a great white, but we can't say for sure.
Letitia Brewer is the 15th person to be killed by a shark at a West Australian beach since 2000. Each attack renews debate about shark management. WA's new Fisheries Minister, Labor's Dave Kelly, says baited drum lines have not been used to try to catch this shark.
We made it clear in opposition that we don't see the merit in automatically deploying drum lines. Because they don't actually make our beaches any safer. We want to focus on promoting individual shark deterrence, which can actually provide genuine protection for the people who are most at risk. Tragically, in this circumstance, is a surfer.
Steve Evans has thanked everyone who tried to help his niece.
The police, SES, ambulance and bystanders at the scene. We are also thankful for all the help and support from our community at home, especially those from our church. We can take comfort in the fact that she is now in heaven with the Lord in eternal peace. We ask that the family's space be respected in this time of grief. Thank you.
Steve Evans, Letitia Brewer's uncle, ending Eliza Borello's report.